Most homes on the Navajo Nation don't have street addresses. That means no mail deliveries. Think about your Amazon packages. But it's also causing problems with voting and for emergency responders. To fix this, a Utah-based nonprofit is working with Google to address over 2,000 homes on the reservation. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more on the effort.
It's a hot October afternoon, and Daylene Redhorse is driving down an unnamed road on the Navajo Nation. She's got a bag of small blue signs that she's delivering today. She pulls up in front of a pale yellow house and parks. There's duct tape on the windows and dogs wandering around the front door. She greets a man named Daryl, who lives here.
I was trying to call you this morning. I was like, you better sober up, boy. We're coming.
I was going to go to my dad's there.
So I was going to stop by to see if we can put up signs.
Redhorse works for a nonprofit called the Rural Utah Project. It's addressing all of the homes on the Utah Strip of the reservation. That's what the signs are for. She shows one to Daryl.
So this is going to be your address. This is going to be the physical address that we're doing.
The sign has six letters and numbers on it, called a plus code, which corresponds to the location of Daryl's home. Redhorse helps Daryl fill out a voter registration form with his new address, while her colleague attaches a sign to his house. Daryl is one of the first to get an address sign. The Rural Utah Project discovered the problem after registering 1,600 voters in San Juan County last year. They realized the county was using precinct boundaries as part of voters' addresses. But those boundaries changed when a federal judge imposed new districts on the county in 2018. Around 2,000 people had addresses based on the old precincts, and Redhorse was one of them.
I was listed or pinned in a sewer pond or something over here. And that's where we found out a lot of people were in the wrong district.
Addressing all of the homes on the reservation in San Juan County is a major undertaking. Around 6,000 people live here, and Redhorse located all of their houses herself. She says it took her 2 months and put over 4,000 miles on her truck.
I went through five tires, and then the front end, all the suspension and everything in the front end of my truck went out.
Delivering the signs is going to take even longer, but Redhorse is looking forward to it. The Navajo Nation has been trying to address the reservation since 2003. The idea is to help emergency responders find people faster. But the effort hasn't worked very well. Redhorse says she encountered a lot of skepticism when she told people they'd finally be getting an address.
A lot of them are like, oh, that's been ongoing for a long time. You know, it has never happened. Nobody has ever come around. Now I'm excited to actually go to homes. I'm like, here, see, we are doing something.
MC Baldwin runs the Navajo Nation Addressing Authority. He says he doesn't have enough staff to address the 100-plus communities on the reservation, known as chapters.
If I had funding for 110 people, I could send each of them to these 110 chapters. But I don't know if that'll ever happen.
Only 30 chapters have created addresses so far. In the meantime, plus codes could help. There's one for every place on Earth, and you can find it by dropping a pin in the Google Maps app. Google developer Doug Greenkeys invented the codes in 2014 after he learned that half the world's population lives on unnamed streets.
We just want to make it so that you can tell me where you are. And people go, well, you know, you could just use latitude and longitude. And we go, you could, and nobody does.
Google has worked with nonprofit groups to address areas of India and Africa. And Greenkeys says plus codes have transformed life for people there.
If you live in one of these slums, you can't have a bank account, right? Because the banks need an address. And now they have something that they can tell people, yeah, this is my address.
Plus codes are still new to the United States, but officials in Apache County, Arizona, started using them to locate its residents on the Navajo Nation in 2017. County Recorder Bowen Udall remembers learning about the technology at a conference.
My voter registration supervisor and I were looking at each other with our jaws dropped saying, this is the answer. This is going to get it to where we can do what we need to do.
Emergency responders in Apache County have also started using plus codes. The Rural Utah Project wants that to happen in San Juan County as well. Redhorse says people here are most excited that ambulance drivers will be able to find them in emergencies.
The drivers right now go to other homes and they'd be like, where does this person live? So I'm sure that's one thing everybody will benefit from.
The Rural Utah Project started delivering signs this month and plans to finish before the general election next year. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.